President.
You got back from New York, huh?
Right. I tried to reach you half an hour ago, but I was told you had retired.
No, I was up, but I was in the other room, I guess. Well, they didn't, didn't get into India-Pakistan, at least, did he?
No, I saw the whole program, and I thought it was outstanding.
He was pretty mean, wasn't he?
Well, he was
all those little questions and pulling out his little cards.
But I think that basically helped you, Mr. President.
Yeah.
Because
I think you probably noted it. I was very calm and I didn't pay any damn attention to him.
You rose above every question, put it into its most general context. You first would answer his petty points and then you'd say, but there's a more general issue involved. And I don't see how any thoughtful viewer could get any other views, any other impression.
Because he missed the point. If he could have asked better questions, it could have been a very much better program. But, oh, what the hell.
Well,
might have been interesting.
He could have harassed you more, but he gave you an opportunity to make literally every point you would have wanted to make. And it was the sort of program where I felt afterwards that we could have written out the answers ahead of time. We wouldn't have changed them very much, if at all. I thought it was a very powerful performance.
Well,
for example, with the Chinese, what was very subtle when you said on the one hand, you said we would keep our relations with Taiwan. But then you said you read every word of my transcript.
Yeah.
So show and lie, you know, that to him is a reaffirmation.
Of what we did, yeah.
Of what we said, which is not inconsistent with keeping our relations.
Right. We had to say that we were going to keep our relations.
Oh, absolutely. And I thought it was very subtle. I thought you handled the Vietnam question extraordinarily well.
Well, we took the POW thing. We got that off of that without getting stuck too badly. He had that, as you saw, he had that damn thing all framed.
Oh, yeah. He had it all framed.
But I do think that they're just making the point that we've done everything we can and we're still working on it. We hope to work the thing out. Because they put us on a little spot when they say, what are we going to do by the end of the year? And we say, well, we're going to have people there, but that's their fault, not ours.
Well, Mr. President, I think we have to go a little more on the offensive against our opponents. It is absurd. I mean, for you to have to defend yourself, when these are the bastards that got us into the war.
That's right.
And when...
But you noted a couple of points. I got in, though, two or three times. I emphasized
the
casualties, and that 300 a week, and that we were... that we brought home all this, and that we were doing very well, and that, but on the other hand, that we cannot, under their POWs, we cannot get out until they return them.
And after all, who had...
And I thought, too, the amnesty thing, I got that off pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought, in fact, that every answer was extremely well handled, and I liked the fact that you kept putting it into increasingly broader perspective, that you'd first answer the question and then you'd go on to wider circles, because the average viewer had to get the impression that here was a smart aleck trying to harass his president and not getting away with it.
I thought it was perhaps good to get across the fact that sitting in that place I could not fail to act to avoid the inevitable confrontation, and then say that too, that as I said about, I mean, when all that shit-ass stuff about the fact that we planned all this so that we could do it for political reasons, and I said, now look here, you really think they planned it with us?
Exactly, when you said that takes two to plan, you really think Moscow wants me to get re-elected?
Right, and I said, I don't say they don't, but are we saying that we all played together to do this?
Yeah.
That's a pretty...
I thought that was extremely...
Well, you know, he's really a bastard, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a bastard, but he comes across as a bastard.
That's what some of our people thought, yeah.
So I thought it was really the best counterpoint for you. If somebody like John Chancellor, who has a sort of more judicious approach, throws you a hook, the sympathies are with him.
Yeah.
But when this sort of smart aleck throws one in, And particularly after you've given an especially thoughtful answer, he comes back with some other little thing. Now, I was very worried because of the tough situation which you found yourself, that you might have to give
us something away on POW.
But I thought,
as you noticed, I said, though, that we would continue our withdrawals, and it is at a higher rate, possibly. But that's all right, too. We'll give them another 2,000, and that's
it.
Well, anyway.
We can increase the rate slightly.
Well, we won't do it much. The hell with it. We don't have to.
Well,
the 70,000 is perfectly adequate.
Sure, that is a thousand a month higher than the other one.
That's all we need to do, just so it's a little higher. It doesn't make any difference whether it's 10,000 a month or 1,000 a month.
And of course, as the numbers go down, to increase the rate, increases the percentage fantastic.
Yeah, and also we have to remember that you get 70,000 more out here.
50% of the total pool.
And then you're out of...